This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. America's best male alpine skier ever is headed back to the slopes. At 31 years old, Bodie Miller had considered retirement, but he announced today that he will return to competition and attempt to qualify for the Vancouver Olympics in February. Miller has two reputations, one for his talent, the other for being the sport's bad boy. And as NPR's Howard Berkus explains, his return raises both hopes and concerns.
Bodie Miller's comeback has the skiing world absolutely giddy.
Bodie Miller is the most interesting and dynamic character on the World Cup circuit.
Alan Abrahamson is the Olympic Insider columnist for UniversalSports.com.
And if you like skiing, the world is a lot more interesting when Bodie Miller is up there on the mountain. It just is. That's reality.
Miller hits 90 miles an hour in some events, racing hard on steep and icy slopes that can be difficult to stand on. He's won 31 World Cup events, more than any other American man. And he won two silver medals at the Salt Lake City Games. But the Torino Olympics in 2006 were a big disappointment. Miller seemed more interested in a gold medal and partying, and before the Games he admitted to skiing drunk. But 2008 was a fabulous year, as captured in this race in Switzerland by UniversalSports.com.
Bodie Miller blazing down the Lauberhorn on this Sunday afternoon into the final S-turn known as Stump Valley. Bodie over the last jump, and Miller at the line is into the lead by 1.3 seconds.
But then came the 2009 season and this early race in Colorado.
Well, getting a little wide there.
Whoa, and down he goes.
Oh, my.
Bodie into the netting.
And Bodie with an ankle injury that nagged at him all season, his worst ever. He quit the circuit a month before it ended and considered retirement. But time off and time to think made him realize, he says, that he can't stay away.
You enjoy your sport, you dedicate your life to it, and you can see how it would be nice to walk away and try something new. And then you walk away and there's obviously a big hole left where that sport was. You know, especially in my case, It's my main form of expression.
Miller admits to having to work hard to get back into skiing shape, but Olympic writer Alan Abrahamson says Miller still has the capacity to be a superstar at the Vancouver Olympics.
If Bodie Miller is healthy and he qualifies for the Olympics, he is a medal contender in every event he qualifies for.
The comeback is with the U.S. ski team, which Miller abandoned 2 years ago when he formed his own team of coaches, trainers, and technicians. He didn't like ski team rules then, but today's news conference was a love fest between Miller and ski team coach Sasha Rierich.
Bodie's been, over the years, inspirational to a lot of us. And to have that attitude of always seeking more speed, part of the team, is really exciting for the coaches and the athletes.
But can Bodie Miller be a team player now, and will he behave? He intends to be positive, he said, and asks to be judged by his actions. Hank McKee covers alpine skiing for Ski Racing magazine, and he's optimistic because Miller's
not a young punk kid anymore. So let's hope there's a little maturity that's happened, and here we go.
Here we go to what some are now saying could be a much more interesting Olympics, no matter which Bodie Miller shows up. Howard Berkus, NPR News.